Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a temporary halt in Syria talks. The United Nations is postponing the Syrian talks in Geneva until the end of February. UN envoy Stéphane de Mistura calls the delay a temporary pause, but Syrian representative Bashar al-Jafari called the talks a failure.
Failure, yes, there is a failure. It's a failure of everybody except the government of the Syrian Arab Republic, because we responded positively to the invitation.
Meanwhile, Syrian state television says the army and Shiite militias, known as the Popular Defense Committees, had broken the rebels' three-year blockade around Nabul and Zara, part of the government's advance in Aleppo province. 70 world leaders are due on Thursday in London for the fourth Syria Donors Conference. Henry Ridgewell takes a look.
The toll on civilians grows heavier by the month as Syria's civil war enters its sixth year. The United Nations estimates more than 250,000 people have been killed. 4.5 million Syrians have fled the country, and a further 6.6 million are internally displaced, half of them children. World leaders are aiming to raise $9 billion. Last year, the United Nations received only $3.3 billion of the $8.4 billion promised by donors. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Somali authorities have found the body of a passenger missing from a plane that made an emergency landing at Mogadishu Airport Tuesday. An explosion ripped a hole in the plane shortly after takeoff. 12 Pacific region trade ministers signed the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Auckland, New Zealand, Thursday, a broad free trade agreement that will cut taxes and trade barriers for nearly half the world's economy. This is VOA News. Kurdistan's president, Masoud Barzani, has announced that it is time for the territory to hold a referendum on whether to declare independence from Iraq. He said while the result of the referendum could not be will not lead to an immediate break with Iraq, it could prepare for a future declaration of independence at what he called an appropriate time and circumstance. Latin American health ministers agreed on a public information campaign and an increase in the number of medical workers to fight the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus poses the possibility of birth defects in children. 14 officials held emergency talks in Uruguay Wednesday. Republican U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has dropped his bid for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination.
It's been an honor to participate in the 2016 Republican presidential primary. I'm proud of our principled campaign and the thousands of young people that have been energized by our message of limited constitutional government.
Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum also has left the race. He said he will support the candidacy of Marco Rubio. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement on regulating cross-Atlantic data transfers. European Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova says the agreement marks the first time the United States has given the European Union binding assurances that public officials' access to personal information will be subject to clear limits, safeguards, and oversight. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Tuesday the number of people apprehended trying to cross into the country from Mexico fell by 36% between December and January. That makes it at the lowest level in a year. Australia's High Court has rejected a challenge to the government's policy on asylum seekers. That clears the way for the Australian government to deport more than 200 people. The court ruled Wednesday 6-1 against a Bangladeshi woman who filed a lawsuit challenging Australia's right to deport asylum seekers to the island nation of Nauru. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar visits Egypt at the invitation of Egyptian leader Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The spokesman, or a spokesman called, said the talks will center on getting Egypt to support the implementation of last August's agreement to end the South Sudan conflict. Ukraine's economy minister tendered his resignation Wednesday, citing political pressure and corruption. Ivaris Abromavikius says the country's leadership has routinely blocked his reform efforts, and the economy ministry was at the mercy of corrupt vested interests. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.